I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Man, don't call me fucking hot. I'm fuck.
Well, I'm just going to say it's Tatiana, y'all.
Michael, we here on the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast.
Watch for the Hook Wednesday.
Right now, I'm in my motherfucking business.
Me, you look like you about to cry.
Oh, man, this is some bullshit.
Are you going to cry when you get home, y'all?
Oh. So, by the time you hear this recording, you may have figured out, I may have noticed, I don't know, I'm still working it out. Somebody, some nefarious individual.
Nefarious.
Some motherfucking scum of the earth ass.
So it's safe to label this episode as explicit?
Yeah. All of them always label explicit.
Oh, okay. Then.
So by the time this episode comes out on Watch for Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast, we may not have the original Watch for F-O-U-R the Hook IG page. Some nefarious overseas individual hacked our page. Took it. I mean, it's just gone. And I've reached out to Meta, who, you know, Instagram is owned by Meta, who owns Facebook and all this.
Razzmatazz.
Has not gotten a resolve to this issue. But I've also, you know, and this ain't nothing new for stuff I've seen, because my wife, you know, she leans on me to do most of the social media stuff and take care of our business profile page.
Yeah, because child, listen. Yeah, I mean, she choose my battle.
She take care of a lot of behind the scenes things, and that's all gravy for me. But I just feel like somebody robbed us, man. And it sucks. But I've seen this before.
Yeah. And I can only imagine, like, well, let me rephrase that. I've imagined how people feel when this happens, but to be a part of it, or for it to have happened or is presently happening, right? It's different.
The motherfucker stole from us.
Yeah, it's different.
Like, I don't understand. Like, what would
you? Why would you do it?
What do you get from hacking and disabling and taking away somebody's hard earned effort?
Years.
Yeah, man. It's like
losing your handwritten phone book, right? Or handwritten
black book.
Yeah. Well, that's black. I mean, you know, you remember it's write everybody numbers down and they lose that book. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's the wildest thing is that, like, I was talking to Tatiana. We always talk about, you know, there are lightning in the bottle moments that you have in your lifetime. And I always tell her how we come up with topics. You know, we got to write them down quick because, you know, can't let your memory.
As quick as you came up with it, you can lose it even gone. Quicker.
And that's lightning. Now I always say lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place. And, you know, all our hookup sessions were tied to this pod, but were tied to this IG page.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, man, we talked to some great individuals, yeah, man.
And we can't get that content back.
Like, can't, like, us, we can't get that knowledge, that interaction.
Mm-mm. That one-on-one time.
Man. Like, it's some deeply rooted shit in that, man. Like, I thoroughly want to whoop this motherfucker or whomever these people are. I want to take my flip-flop off like old school grandmama and beat your ass in your face.
But you know what? I have kind of a different perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. What makes or determines for a hacker to hack you? What is it? Is it that your password was simply weak? Was it something on your page that didn't actually entice them? Where they're like, oh, they look like they're decent. Let's screw them up. You know, what's the qualification? What is the criteria?
Well, you got to think about it. You know, first of all, we're a clothing, apparel, design firm. And people across the world want to try to do some business with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, listen, everybody that's in business is out to make a dollar.
That's right.
And if they see that, oh, you may be somebody I can do business with, then they're going to reach out.
But that don't mean hack me.
And I'm not saying that's what happened. All I'm just saying is somebody took our shit.
But that's what I'm saying. What's the criteria that needs to be met for a hacker to actually hack you?
It ain't no criteria. He just might have been that goat that day. It's just like dog eat dog. Just today was you that dog.
Oh, okay.
You know, crazy thing is, we talk about, you know, these are problems we ask for because we go into business and you create this stuff. And listen, when you're on other people's platforms, you are subject to your shit getting tough. You know, I tell my wife all the time, she's not on social media as much as I am. I see people's pages getting hacked, getting torn down. I've seen people talk about, I had 2.3 million followers and I had to start over.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody just said, I got you today, motherfucker. Or I'll show you. Or, you know, I mean, I can't tell you what makes us hackable or cracks
right.
That negativity. But you can get that negativity because you're in that space.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
When you're in that space, you're in that area. Somebody might have said, today is your day. And I hit the table with my finger. Yeah. My wife laughed at me because she looked at me like I pressed the button and it was like, these niggas today. And that was them. You know what I'm saying? But like for me and for her, it's just like kids on there, family members on there.
Lots of stuff.
Like, it's good a stuff. Lot. Of,
can't get back.
Yeah, it's a lot of long days and early nights. No, uh-huh. Early days and long nights. Some lightnings and some bottles. Some so much that goes into being a creator. And I'm not gonna use this term loosely. I'm also going to say it for us. It was more than just Watch for the Hook apparel on there. It was Watch for the Hook. It was our family. It was us. It was podcasts. It was dreams and hopes and, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
You don't get that back. You don't get the effort back.
No.
But we talk about what's the hook. Any unforeseen circumstance that hinder you.
Any unforeseen circumstance trying to hinder you from seeking the greatness, from attaining the greatness you seek in life.
Attaining is not on that shirt.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah. Definition of the hook is any unforeseen circumstance that hinders
trying you. Trying to hinder you.
It's not on that
yes,
shirt.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go get the shirt.
Yes, we argue about this all the time.
Any unforeseen circumstance that is trying to hinder you from the greatness you seek in life. This is a fucking hook. It's a devastating hook. This shit got me upset. Now, what y'all don't understand is I want to whoop a motherfucker or two or three or four or five or six or seven. I want to be like Terry Taylor, the office linebacker. I want to run through and tackle somebody through they got them cues.
Not tackle them.
Tackle the next motherfucker too.
You think hackers just sitting in their queue?
No, the motherfucker sitting in the shit, You don't think,
They just sitting in the queue. They at the office sitting in the queue.
Yes. I'm telling you. These people sitting in the queue. La, 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 la. Fucking folks' lives over. And somebody's paying them just do dumb shit. Yes, I believe that shit. Fuck yes. I would want to beat a motherfucker. I'm ready to pull out 3-6 Bobby and whoop a motherfucker, whoop a motherfucker. Y'all not understanding me. They like they stole something from us. They did.
They did. They stole all of our content. They stole all of our stuff.
And then the motherfucker put his name is Root MFFSIS. I don't know.
Who?
I don't know. When this episode come out, I'm going to write the name in the thing. The shit just a bunch of fucking letters.
Yeah.
It's just like this shit ain't cool, man. But I get it. But I
don't get it.
No, I get it. Don't get it. And I want to whoop somebody. I need some get back.
So you get it? Don't get it? Want to get back?
Yeah, shit, yeah, all that, all three of them. I get it. Don't get it. And I want some get back.
And I mean, people always say, you know, like, oh, make sure your passwords are safe. Make sure your passwords are secure. Make sure your passwords are strong. Safe, secure, strong. All right. So you doing all of that. And then.
I swear, one of a motherfucking
guy. And your page still gets hacked. So clearly the password was not an issue.
They didn't get the password. Hell, our email is so goddamn different. If the email you get is just from one thing, that password you don't get. Them motherfuckers know how to backdoor this shit.
Yeah.
And for these internet providers, not internet, but
no.
These social media providers, they so loose with this bullshit. Like, I've gone. Now I'm going dead in Meta. So Meta, M-E-T-A, y'all some bullshit. I went up there and looked for how to retrieve a page or how to get your shit back.
Nothing.
It's so trash. It's like, basically, try this. It's like two steps. So, my two steps didn't work. Motherfucker, I need 6 steps. I'm telling y'all who the person to change my page.
Right.
Go get my shit and bring it back. But no, they don't. They just like, it's like, oh, give us 3 to 4 business days and we'll see what happens. Shit gone, man. Like that shit fucking sucks. I want to whoop. And I do mean whoop.
Whoop that tree.
Whoop that trick. Whoop that trick. I want to whoop that trick. I mean, like, for real, like, I ain't gonna say, like, we some goddamn big ass conglomerate.
It don't matter. If I had 1 follower, 100, 1,000, those were, you know, those were garnered from our work ethic.
And then some people were like, well, you should have had a backup page.
Aw, backup my ass.
Like, shit, listen, man, I got a two-person team.
I mean, so what even with a backup page, what do you do?
Backing up 100%.
Right. I'm like, so are you finna, if you get a new follower to your main page, you gonna go message him, hey, now go follow me on my backup page?
How many call to actions you got? We haven't talked about that. God damn. Like, so you want me to download, follow my back page, save my back page, check my back page.
It's not like, so hey, after you like and follow this page, now go over here to this super secret backup page and follow and like the backup page. Like, what?
Yeah, it just sounds silly, man. I'm really upset. Y'all don't understand.
Yeah, you are.
My wife knows I'm upset. Really just want to say, I wish you the worst. And I don't even wish this shit because I don't want to say wish. I want to say, if I could find a person or entity that stole our page, I would like a one-on-one death match with you. Because I promise you, I won't lose.
Yeah.
It ain't boxing. I'm talking about one-on-one. I don't care what even you bring it to this arena. I would gladiator your ass. I will fuck you smooth the fuck up.
Whoop that you.
No.
Whoop that you.
You're going to get it beheaded. I'm talking about real old school. Like, I want to take something sharp and bleed you out slowly.
Now that just sounds painful.
Oh, yeah. I want to be real painful. Because the pain I feel for what me and my wife have done and been working for, that my kids been working for.
For years.
Can't get back. I want to lead you out slowly. I want you to suffer.
He like, no, that's not harsh enough.
No, I want to give you superficial cuts, then dump you into the sanitary sewer, pull you back out.
That's like some old.
Cut you some more, put you back in the sanitary sewer again.
Now you pull want them to become infectious.
Shut up. Pull you out, cut you some more, put you back into the sanitary sewer, then pee on you.
Mike, that's I don't gross. Like you.
Yeah, I'm not. Listen.
Now I'm going to have to edit this.
No, you can't. I'm talking about being mad. I am honest. Listen, this is still G rated. All they understand it. That's still being cool. Listen, y'all not understand. I'm still being polite and how I actually feel. I'm really upset. They didn't have to do this. Like, man, at the end of the day, we ain't bothering nobody. We ain't harassing nobody. We ain't sitting there talking shit about nobody. We ain't causing no drama. We trying to educate and help our people or whomever else want to tune in and just listen to a husband and a wife or small business owners try to advise y'all or direct y'all how to miss some of the bullshit.
Avoid.
That's it. We ain't out here putting no propaganda out here. We ain't out here talking no politic and bullshit. We ain't out here trying to lie, scheme, scam nobody.
Out here cunning.
We out here just being honest folks. Like, straight honest. Like, this ain't no bullshit. Like, I need for somebody to understand. This shit's fucked up.
I'm feeling like you're giving real Mortal Kombat vibes.
Get over and it's here. Him. I would.
Johnny Cage wins.
Damn. You're old school as hell, because you remember when they said Johnny Cage win. And then they took Johnny Cage off for a whole while, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, it's so, for me, it's so unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
I get people get paid to do a job or cause
cake. Ain't nobody paid you to hack my page.
That ain't benefiting nobody. I mean, this shit's wild.
Yeah.
Like, it's sitting up here like, why? Because I'm sitting up here thinking myself, at some point, whose radar did we trigger?
Maybe. But that's why I said, what is the criteria that makes you get on somebody's list?
I don't know.
What is it about you that they want?
Because we established that page in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we 4+ years. Got it to about a little over 11. Oh, it was over 13,000 followers. And it's just like, what happened then? Mm-hmm. What happened now? Like, the page is gone in September. Was you watching in August?
Don't know.
Was you watching in July? May?
But then I'm like, how did we get that 13,000 followers back, you know? Gosh, that sounds scary.
Man, listen, we already know how a bunch of folks get that shit.
I mean, legit.
Hey, what they say, numbers are numbers.
No, I mean, legit. Yeah, we got hours. We got hours over years, not overnight.
Yeah. I mean, but that's some real talk. Yeah. You know, like, how do you go gain that back? Yeah. You know, ain't nobody over here shaking no ass and titties.
No.
Ain't nobody over here fighting.
No.
Cause no drama. No. Cuss nobody out saying, fuck you, bitch, and all that shit. No, that ain't us.
Mm-mm. So that already puts us at a slower growth and progression than most. We don't have any fight viral moments over here.
And then you get all these fake motherfuckers from overseas coming up here. I can help you grow organically. Blah, 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 blah. You pay me $257,000 a month. I can get you 50,000 downloads. So if I did that for 1 month, what happened next month?
They not there.
Yeah, that shit ain't real.
It's not there.
Fuck you.
Mike.
Man. Nah, man, I get it. That's it. I want to fight somebody. You're not to understand.
Don't you punch none of my walls.
No, girl, please. Our mortgage is not free.
you what can you say? I'm not going to make mess up anything because then I'm going to be tasked with fixing it.
I mean, listen. And you got a real estate project going on. We got two girls who do their thing. They out here working their best life, trying to grow their own things.
Yeah.
We take care of a lot. This wasn't a hassle I was looking for.
Mm-mm.
That's the hook. That's what I'm saying. Like, we live. That's why I want somebody to keep understanding why this the hook. I need somebody to grasp. This is hooks.
These are hooks.
Yeah. I only got a 16 on ACT in English. Motherfucker got 30 in math. It's my ass. Not you. Them. Whatever. Whoever folk mad at. I'm just like, they don't get it. Like, they picked the wrong motherfucker. I really want some.
And who you gonna go virtually fight?
I don't know. I just want some get back. And then here come all these folks gonna be saying, is this not you? Is this the Lord? Fuck that shit. I want some real gangster get back. Thus. As gangsters do it.
I think you vented long enough, Michael.
I want some get back. Can I get a little get back? Miss Parker, can what? I get a little get back?
You need to get a point because I don't even know if this is an actual episode.
Yes, it is. I always remember.
Hacks are hooks.
When the new page comes out, it probably may be out before this episode comes out. Just remember, watch for hooks, Steve. It's not gone. Will not be forgotten. We'll catch y'all next time.